Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so glad you have joined me. On this program, I'm going to talk about hope. In fact, I'm calling this program Hope, You Gotta Have It. You know, some time ago, one of my listeners asked me why I called my program Psalms of Hope. He said, you could have called it Psalms of Joy or Psalms of Love. And that's true. But it is hope that keeps us going even when we aren't sure of the next step. It's hope that fills our heart when we see our new grandbaby. Yes, all through the Bible, God talks about keeping our hope in Him, no matter what our circumstances. And all through the Psalms, King David expressed his hope in God. And in Psalm 119:114, he wrote, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." You know, sometimes when all our dreams have shattered like broken glass, hope might be just a glimmer in our broken world. For me, hope works something like a nightlight in the hall, or even one candle. That candle may be small, but when we need it, it's enough to show us the next step, isn't it? You know, sometimes hope only has to be established in our hearts to help us through another night. Well, there may be no outward sign that anything is changing, but inside we can feel it. But I've also learned that it's important who we put our hope and trust in. I believe with King David when he said, "My hope is in you, Lord, for you will hear my cry." You know, it helps us to have security knowing that God will hear us and cares. And he brings hope into our night or day. I have found that sometimes just singing praises to the Lord or even listening to praise music helps me have hope. And here's one of those songs that helps me have hope, and I hope it will you too. This is the group Legacy 5 singing, "There Is Hope."
Sometimes we go through trials that are so hard to bear. We lift our face toward heaven. God, are you really there? I've asked that same question, and I've been down that road. Looking back, I now can tell you he's always let me know. Transgressions and nailed upon a tree. He cried out to the Father, "Why have you forsaken me?" But through this suffering Savior, He brought healing to our pain, and the one who raised him from the dead can restore us all.
Jesus in our heart. And I hope that song blessed you as it does me. Songs like that help me keep my mind and my heart full of hope and centered on Jesus. You know, just the other night I was struggling with some issues in my life, and my hope was faltering, doubting that it was all going to work out. And then I came across a most amazing scripture. It's in Acts 2:26. In a new translation of the Bible, and it says, I pitched my tent in the land of hope. Oh my goodness, I wondered, have I been pitching my emotional tent in the land of doubt and despair? Have I wallowed in the land of confusion and frustration? Yes, well, if you're going through some hard times now, where have you pitched your emotional tent? Symbolically, I think the image of my tent means my attitude. Are you anxious, not sleeping at night, short-tempered with your loved ones? You know, with all the issues concerning the virus around the world, as well as our own personal disasters, we have to be careful we choose to keep our tent, our attitude, pitched in the land of hope, as the Bible suggests. Maybe it's time to mentally dig up your tent stakes, pack up your attitude, and move out of the land of discouragement. Maybe it's time to move out of the land of it's not going to work and into the land of God's divine provision. Yes, into that land of hope. Maybe you don't quite know how to move your mental tent. Well, one of the first places we can look to is the Bible, to see the promises that God has for us. Even the precious promise that Jesus said he will never leave us or forsake us. That can be one of those most important tent stakes that we can drive deep into our heart, giving us security and hope. Well, there's a wonderful song of hope, and it says, where can I turn to when there's no one else I can turn to? Who can I talk to when nobody wants to listen? It goes on and then it says, I go to the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Now here's Dottie Rambo. She's singing the song she wrote, I go to the rock.
Where do I go when there's no one else to talk to? Who do I turn to? Oh, no one wants to listen. Who do I lean on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock.
I go to the rock.
Yes, it's wonderful that no matter where we live in this world, we can go to the rock that's Jesus, and he will be with us. Yes, he gives us hope for our future. In case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, and I'm talking about hope today. Years ago, before we moved into our new home, with a marking pen, I wrote out scriptures on all the walls before they were painted. A friend of mine wasn't planning to paint, so she wrote scriptures on the back of paintings that she had hanging on her walls. Well, in the entry by my front door, I wrote the scripture about welcoming strangers and entertaining angels. And on the kitchen wall, I wrote the scripture about giving, to remind me that as I give to others, even if only a cup of tea, God promises to bless me. And on the bedroom wall, I wrote a verse from Psalm 4. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Oh yes, I'm often comforted by the thought of those scriptures and others on my walls, under the paint. And when I awaken in the night and can't sleep, I think of them, and it gives me hope. Yes, that scripture and all the others I wrote in every room of our house have all been covered over with paint. And like hope, I can't see them, but I know they're there. So when we write scriptures on our heart, they can't be seen either. But it's God's promises that will help us keep hope alive and give us courage to go on in spite of our circumstances. So, whether we find ourselves alone in some hospital room, alone at sea, alone in our bed, or even sitting in some outpost, in some bunker, in some war, it's our hope in God that will help us through another day. God says to us in Psalm 31:24, "Be of good courage, and I will strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Oh, what a wonderful promise. Well, there's a wonderful song of assurance that I want to play for you today. It says, "Hold my hand every hour of the day. Take my hand. Let me stand where no one stands alone." So here's Ronnie Booth singing, "Where No One Stands Alone."
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, so tall, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole
promise. If we have Jesus in our heart, we will never be alone. Yes, there have been times I've had to remind myself of that over and over. But that very thought gives me hope. So for instance, when I need healing, I have hope that Jesus will do it for me too. I don't have to be alone. Or when I need help with a relationship, I know He will help me, as He has done it for others. Whatever we have need of, truly, we don't have to do it alone. God will be with us. Oh, you know, one of the ways that I learned to keep hope in my heart, I learned at childhood, and that was to count my blessings. I remember my mom working down in the basement of our home where we had the washing machine. As children, we'd come home from school and hear Mom singing in the basement while she did huge piles of laundry for us six children and Dad. One of the songs that she often sang as she washed the clothes was "Count Your Blessings." Well, the lyrics of the song said we should name our blessings one by one. And I find that's a very good thing to do. When one aspect of our life seems to crash around us, we can still name our blessings. And when we do, hope will be restored. Even such things as a beautiful sunset, or the lilting song of a bird, or a hug from a friend. Our friends, our family, they're all blessings, and we can name them one by one. But I know that sometimes it's hard to keep our hope and count our blessings. I remember when I was at the hospital late one night, waiting for the doctor to come out and tell me the results of the surgery on my husband. As I counted my blessings, I prayed for God to help me keep hope in my heart. And I reminded myself that God said we could trust Him and keep our hope in Him because He loves us. Well, now here's the song my mom used to sing. This is Vern Jackson singing, Count Your Blessings.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Oh yes, count your blessings and keep your hope in the Lord. Well, Norman Vincent Peale once wrote, "Hope is when you believe in the midst of a hard winter that spring will follow." And so too in our lives, as we trust in God, as we trust in His Son Jesus, the author of our hope, we know that He will bring again that springtime feeling in our lives, as sure as spring follows winter. I remember growing up in South Dakota, we often had severe winters with snow piled high everywhere. But after some months, I would realize that the snow was melting on the south side of our house. Well, once it started, I would check every day after I got home from school, because I knew that sometimes, even before all the snow was gone, little tiny green spikes would appear, and shortly after, little purple crocus would pop up like magic. And it was then that I knew spring was coming, winter would soon be over. And so too, when we go through hard times in life, if we can just remember that God is our sunshine, and that with Him we can make it, with Him we can have hope, and we can go through. So let me leave you with this wonderful scripture from Romans 15:13. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I pray that God, the source of all hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." So, if you're feeling like all you have is winter in your heart and life seems overwhelming, remember, with God, springtime will come. And may you receive His hope deep down in your heart because He loves you. If you'd like a prayer or some, write to me. I would love to hear from you. And remember, no matter where you live or what's happening, God loves you. And it's with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.